Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Oh, we've got drive moment. How did your ex ask you for a divorce?
Jesus.
Were you expecting it or did it come as a surprise? How did the conversation happen? It must be one of the most difficult conversations
sure. To
ever have. When do you have it? In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening?
Via text.
What?
No, yeah. You can't even via text. Yeah, some have done it.
Yeah.
So today we're going to explore how that moment went down for you. Were you, and did you expect it or saw it coming and felt relief when that moment happened? And we've got some stats as well. In 2022, I think this is a worldwide thing, actually.
Yeah.
Women initiated 55.8% of divorce cases, while men initiated 33.2%, and 5.4% were jointly filed. So, just giving you a few facts.
So, women are the ones that initiated divorce,
they're
according to...
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
To the stairs that we have in front of us.
Yeah.
And I'm actually there. Okay.
Yeah.
They're tapping out.
You know, that part, we can deal with it. We can leave it for another day. That one. Yeah.
For now, we want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. We can leave it for another
day. What
happened? Like, what happened? How did they ask for it?
Mm.
Maybe it was a letter.
I could do it.
I know, when I say text, I know of, I wouldn't say a friend of mine, but someone that I know. That just
an acquaintance.
Not acquaintance. I know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just please, mteng mazio from afar. Which oh, lekhot mani yafrostan. We just send a WhatsApp message. I think it's time.
So, but the question is, ne?
Time.
The question is, ne? When you obviously you've made that decision, and you make it known to your partner, once you say it, are you ready to pack your clothes and leave the house?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to find out, what are the dynamics in that household?
What is the conversation?
Do you understand
who's
where I'm
leaving?
Coming from?
Yeah. Who's got the custody of the kids if they are still young kids?
But at the same time, how long did it take for you to reach that moment? Because I can tell you that if someone says, we need a divorce, it's not something that was
could be 10 years.
No, it's not on the fly.
It's, 10 years.
It's been building up. And I want to find out how long did it take for one to say, okay, I think I'm at that moment where I would want to file for a divorce. And also, if you've been in a relationship maybe for a very long time, that when umuntu basically you guys stay together, you share a house, you've got a car, you've got kids. There's three kids involved here, but one of you decide I want to end things. How did it happen? And how are you taking it?
Are you okay?
Yo.
063-688-0959. 20 minutes past
4.
Mina, 15 years in a relationship, 2 years in marriage, and I just decided one day ukuthi ngiyahamba, and my husband said, I dala ngokubhekile ukuthi uyahamba, hambe kahle, just like that. And I just packed my things and I left, and it was like ngiwine ilotho, ngashaya umoya. Yeah, I'm shattered, it's game shame.
Well, after hore bantsha magadi ba todula tafuleng ha se ho shoba ba kupiwa hore ba todula fatshe as batswadi hore ho boniwe a way forward ke ba hana hotla ba romela a WhatsApp message ba re ha re amogeleng hore ho fedile. Towards the end of that message ya bona ba re to be clear le magadi a re sa wanyaka, yeah, ya ba ho fedile like that. Officially,
it's been 4 months, Mina, since my wife decided to pack and leave, and it was her first who decided to go to Yena, she's leaving, and which I did not try and convince otherwise Uti she must stay. But when she left, the silence, because eventually she took the kids. I'm still trying to fight now custody to have the kids back.
Oh,
hey, what an emotional topic.
Mina, I soft launched it 3 years prior to asking for the divorce. And then in that 3 years launch, gave him an opportunity to try counseling, to try praying at the mountains, to try all sorts of things that we could try so that Naye is satisfied that things are not working out. Yeah, and then I soft launched it and asked for it in the house, but I prompted him to be the one to apply effort at the court. So, yeah, in terms of how I'm feeling, I went to therapy. I'm quite good now. In fact, I wish I had done it earlier. But yeah, we're good now. Just co-parenting as best as we can.
Mina, in my case, woman, my initiator, the divorce, then opted to leave her and the child in England. So within a month, I packed up my clothes, left, and I found a new place.
So sure, what's also tough. Interesting, né, is that even some of the women who initiated the divorce, né, they don't mind to pack their bags and leave the house. But and I can understand how this guy says she left with the kids, because I think after someone tells you that it is over, it's a divorce, obviously they make matters worse when they take the kids. Because as a sensible person, the last thing that you want to do is traumatize the kids further. So you just let them take the kids. Do you know what I mean? And for me, I think it's not even a case of taking the kids back. It's just a matter of the parents getting together, making a compromise, and co-parenting nicely, so the kids can, you know, visit the father whenever they are available.
And can have stability.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
because I do think that conversation is very important. Who's taking the kids? Who becomes the primary caregiver? Because even if the court awards you shared custody, there will always be that one partner who assumes the primary caregiver role more than the other. So that conversation is so important.
So, yeah, I think 80% it will be the mother.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, you can be the best father in the world, live with the kids, change their diapers, do this and this. Kids will always, you know, be very close to the mothers, you know. So
especially if the mother is maternal.
Yeah.
Like if mama own a lady instincts, so it would also seem kind of unfair to rob them of that motherly intonto.
I think before we move out, man, let's try. Let's be parents. Let's be adults about the situation. And let's see these kids grow. Have your life. I'll have my life, but let's not have it in this house. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah,
but let's not do that.
And explain it to the kids.
Later, but let's give the kids time to grow. Because if Uchonia Hamba and the youngest is 2 years old, and the 2 year old, we are monitoring for attention now every day. So you taking them away out of this comfort is that we have built Mina now see to, or me leaving you with the kids in Estrati in Sherabantuana, you're gonna have these questions of Chua, and maybe you're not ready yet to give them those answers.
Do you not think it creates more confusion if we have separate lives but we are still together? Because if we're living under the same household,
we're taking care of kids, like
we are taking care of kids.
Sure.
If it's the 2 year old won't understand why we are not as affectionate towards each other. The 2 year old, because yeah, not what's about that affection and not what's on. The 16-year-old will be even more confused, because the 16-year-old says a little. So it's like, mama and papa, but together, where's the hala? Sometimes, especially for me, I do think it's okay to rip the bandage off, but find a way to make sure that the kids are all right.
So, because this guy is talking about the silence in the house. So, instance, you live in a 5-bedroom house, and then you move with the kids into a small apartment. You know what I mean? Those are because you want the kids to be as comfortable as possible.
Sure.
And that's why sometimes, you know, men will then pack the bags and leave the house so that you don't unsettle the kids.
For sure.
You know? But the fact when someone says, no, there isn't much that you can do.
And then we're going to be behind for a weekend, but she's in. And for 30 minutes, like, I think Lindy Apora.
The first day is nice.
Imagine 3 kids and the wife picking their bags and leaving. And then you go to the kids' bedroom, you open their wardrobes.
The new reality would be tough. Sure.
Share your voice note now.
063
0559.
Let's be honest, no one gets married to get divorced. Our divorce, I think the COVID pandemic contributed to it. Guy fell in love, vele kom merokong. We tried to fix it, did not work. But then during lockdown, then that's when we could see that this is not working. And immediately mabavula, he moved out. Then I think a couple of months later, yeah, why am I even doing this?
So I'm anonymous, and yeah, he left last year May, and the day he initiated divorce was the day I found out that he had resigned from work, and he got his money 2 days before the day he filed for divorce. Here I was hoping that this person will come back, will rekindle things. Yeah, and he still wanted my pension out of this. So do not marry in community of property, good people. Do not marry in community of property.
I wanna tell us laugh. Now we bang lashang a message lava chai. A message in a way to hi. This is not working. We better leave it. No hard feelings or whatsoever.
Okay, Mina, in my case, I initiated the separation, which later led to a divorce. But I guess it was mutual. But when I initiated the separation, it was because of, obviously, my spiritual journey and all that. So, obviously, my ancestors were not here because the things were not done accordingly and everything was not fulfilled as a gifted child. So, they had to request that I come back home, and then so that my husband can pull up his socks so that he can work on coming back and finishing up what he started. So fortunately for me, he didn't come back to finish up whatever that he started, but I didn't want him to come and finish that because I felt like it was it. So yeah.
But I'm just emotionally drained and exhausted with men that are adults but are behaving like boys. But yeah, it is what it is. There comes a time when isicathulo sishisa wena umnikazi wena usigcokile. So yeah, I'm going through a roller coaster right now. What an emotional topic. But yeah, the other gender doesn't know what it wants. So hopefully they will realize
Unfortunately, life happens. The kids will need to learn to adjust, and it's better for them to be in a loving home with the single parents separately than being in a toxic environment. Because mina masengifuna ubona abantu bam amadoda wam, you're gonna have a problem. Say vice versa, where when you decide ukuthi wena ufuna ubona abo nice, I'm gonna have a problem with it. So no, that's just building a toxic environment for kids. You can co-parent perfectly in separate houses. Yo, guys,
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kamuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.